Hey, FitEd. Today we're going to be reviewing the Gran Habano Vintage 2011 Maduro 2011. Uses a 2002 Corojo Sun Grown Nicaraguan wrapper, 2002 Sun Grown Nicaraguan binder, and then for filler, they've got a 2005 Corojo from Costa Rica. So some aged tobaccos in here, some really nice aged tobaccos. Today I'm going to be smoking the Robusto, which is a 5-inch by 52 ring gauge. Also got the, they're available in the 6x54 Gran Robusto, a 6x60 Imperialis, a 6x66 SAR, so that's big ring gauge, and then a 7.5x58 Triumph. So for those of you who have not tried Gran Habano, I've got a lot of Gran Habanos in my cabinet. I tend to bring them along to HERFs, especially if there's some cigar smokers that are not experienced. It tends to be my go-to. I've got a lot of different Gran Habano Corojos. They tend to be quite approachable for most smokers. So anyways, that's my little spiel, and we're going to get crack, and I'm going to start by nosing, which sometimes I tend to forget. I get too excited to light up here. So rich, earthy leather. Kind of a medium minus. Some sweetness and some cedar on there. Maybe a touch of barnyard in the foot. Not much else. So we'll get toasting and start talking about the flavors. So, of course, as I always do, I'm going to toast light before I cut. And again, you know, we talked about this in other reviews. The reason for this and the reason that I was explained to me is that so that when you're lighting the cigar, you're not drawing hot gases into the cigar. Because, of course, if you're lighting with a torch, your torch is burning 1,200, 1,300 degrees centigrade, which, you know, in freedom degrees, that's a lot of freedom degrees. And it makes sense because the whole design of the bunching and the way the tobaccos are laid out in a cigar is to give a particular heat burn. And if you burn hotter than that, you're going to lose a lot of the nuances of the cigar. And, you know, we talk about it's cold weather. You know, we talk about smoking time, really important. The slower you can smoke a cigar, the more flavors you're going to get out of a cigar. The faster you smoke a cigar, the hotter it's going to burn. You're going to lose a lot of the nuances. And that's just the way it is. So I think we've got a good toast going on now. I'm going to do a V-cut, as I always do. Draws a little on the tight side, but totally serviceable. Getting a lot of nuttiness right off the bat with a little bit of spices. A little bit of pepper post-draw. See what the retro hell's like. I might do an X-cut on this. And some nuttiness and spices in the retro hell. Really no pepper to speak of. So let the first third settle in. Come back and check back in. So Gran Habano lists this as one of the strongest blends in their lineup. I typically don't find Gran Habanos to be super, super strong. I would, you know, usually classify them in the light medium range. This is definitely in the medium, medium plus range. The spices, again, are very rich. They are getting a little hot as the first third sort of settles in. And by hot, I mean, you know, they're very strong. They're more of a medium plus, almost approaching full. But there's this underlying rich, creamy nuttiness, and it really plays off against the spices. So the spices don't dominate. It's just a nice richness to it. So I'll keep smoking and keep checking in. But 25 minutes in, flavor's just kind of building off of what it started with, where there's a spice which is kind of receded back to a medium level, some rich creaminess, some underlying cedar, which maybe has a little bit of pepper to it, but really it's mostly just spices and creaminess. Really rich, and I think, you know, for me, I think it's the Costa Rican tobacco. It reminds me of some other cigar brands on the market. The Costa Rican tobacco just has this really great richness to it. I mean, this has some really, really fine tobacco in it. Very enjoyable. Not overpowering at all. Just very elegant, very tasty cigar. Hitting the 20-minute mark, there's some cocoa developing. It's not strong, it's not to medium level, because the spices and creaminess that's here and the little bit of cedar are really dominating the flavor profile. But you can taste it. It's like a very subtle dark chocolate that's just coming through in the sort of middle of the draw, and then by the time you get to the end of the draw, it's gone. So hopefully that comes back, because it's a very, very tasty flavor profile. Coming up just past the 30-minute mark, the chocolate is starting to pick up. In fact, it's gone from being a very light, subtle note to sitting on the palate after the draw. So it's almost like when you eat like a rich chocolate bar and the chocolate kind of coats your tongue and you can taste it for quite a few seconds afterwards. That's what it reminds me of. Very, very good. There's also a vegetal note that's been kind of building. It was almost undetectable at about the 20-minute mark, but it's sitting in now and just kind of rounding out all the flavor profile that's here. This is a very good cigar. I'm really excited to see what happens in the middle third here. We'll probably get another 10 or 15 minutes in the first third before it transitions into the middle third. About 40 minutes in, transitioning into the middle third. Spices have picked up in both richness and intensity. There's a little bit of a pepper chaser and kind of taste it on the tip of your tongue. A little bit of the back of the throat. But it's very light plus. It's not dominating the flavor profile. So we'll see how the middle third settles in. I'll probably have to take the 2011 band off this before we get into the middle third too far, but I'll check back in and talk about what flavors come out. Middle third is rich chocolatey spice, very tasty. There's a bit of a cedar coming through now at the end of the draw, so it's kind of replacing the chocolate, but the chocolate is still there in the main part of the draw. Enjoyable. So we'll see what other flavors come through now that we're firmly in the middle third, and I'll check back in. Past the 1 hour mark, the cedar has definitely displaced the chocolate significantly on the post-draw, and the cedar's kind of picked up on the main draw. It's a little bit of a spicy cedar, definitely medium strength, but good. I mean, the whole profile has undergone some interesting changes from first third to middle third. Got probably another 10 or 15 minutes before we get into the final third. See what other flavors develop. Coming up on the hour and a half mark, getting into the final third here. Cedar's kind of waxing and waning, and the chocolate and the cedar are kind of displacing each other back and forth. It's kind of interesting. You know, post-draw, you'll get some cedar, and then a couple draws later, you get the chocolate back. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, it's been a very enjoyable cigar. We'll see what other flavors come through in the final third, and then we'll wrap this review of the Gran Habano Vintage 2011 Maduro No. 5. We'll wrap that up. So I haven't really talked pairings at all. I think this is a cigar that would be naturally paired with rum. I think, you know, as long as the rum isn't too strong, I think it would offset, contrast or complement some of the flavors really well. I think, you know, if I was to do anything else, it'd probably be an ale, not a scotch ale. So you don't want a really, really rich ale, because I think some of the flavors here are very nuanced, and a rich, thick scotch ale would just overrun right over the flavors. You know, root beer, if you're going pop, like a sweet tea or root beer would also go well. If you're looking for a non-alcoholic pairing, those are all good options. Not really much else to report on here in the final third. Again, the cedar and the chocolate are kind of the two prominent flavor here. There is some spices still in the retrohale, but they're not quite as strong as they were in the first third and the middle third. I hope you've enjoyed the review. The Gran Habano Corojo No. 5, the 2011 the Maduro. It's been a very enjoyable cigar, and I hope that everyone's enjoyed the review. Make sure to check out our channel on YouTube, and of course, check out the written review on CigarFederation.com. As always, if you like our videos, we definitely appreciate it if you like and subscribe to our channel. Thanks very much for checking out, and make sure to join the FedHead crew at CigarFederation.com.